Hi, everybody. My name is Caroline. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from unbelief, self-reliance, and pride. Okay, so for those of you who believe in Jesus, it's very clear to us that God is one who seeks us out before we ever begin looking for him. God's grace began working on my heart at a very young age. I trusted him at 4 years old, which seems crazy, but it's just a testament to the fact that I had nothing to do with my own salvation. I understood that I couldn't work my way to heaven and that Jesus was the only way to have a relationship with God. Growing up in the church, I heard stories of people who said, "I used to struggle with blank, but now that I know Christ, I don't wrestle with that sin anymore." This was a confusing narrative for me because even though I was saved and followed Jesus, I was still very aware of a lot of sin in my life that felt ongoing. Middle school cracked me, and I slowly began to grow weary of trusting God as my insecurities and desire to be a part of the world grew. As I looked harder and longer at the world around me, I began to take my eyes off of Jesus and to trust my sin more than him. I didn't believe that God was worth denying my flesh anymore, and this began a 3-year period of running away from God. I didn't lose my salvation, but I lost the peace and the freedom that comes from being his child because I suppressed his spirit and I chose my sin instead. I began drinking, living a secret life in multiple ways, and lying all the time to friends and parents. I lived crippled by the opinions of others and a slave to their thoughts of me, which brought even more instability into my life. An exposure to porn at a young age began manifesting in sexual sin that had me living in shame and isolation. When people talk about being a slave to the world, I look back on that season and I'm not sure that there's anything that would describe that season better than that. The summer after my freshman year of high school, God graciously opened my eyes to the mess that I had made. I was grieved at how my sin had affected me and literally everyone around me. Through confession, community, and leaning into Jesus, God helped me once again embrace the life that he intended for me. Such a stark turnaround from my old way of life had me thinking that I had reached the place that I heard people talking about in church when I grew up. It's true that I had dealt with a lot of the consequential sin in my life, but I still hadn't really dug to the root of my issues. This later manifested in a really disordered relationship with food disguised as discipline, which fed my desire to look a certain way and attempt to control an aspect of my life. Through ongoing confession of the idol of vanity and a desire for control to community, God helped me one day at a time trust his goodness more than my desire for my sin. Meanwhile, for 2 more years, I was still unwilling to confess my sexual sin to others. I wanted to live in the light, just not bad enough. It wasn't that I didn't want to give up my sin. I really hated it. I was just too prideful and ashamed to tell others that I was broken in that way. Once again, God pulled me aside and asked me if I valued my sin more than I valued knowing him. I called a friend that minute and confessed, realizing that years of hiding my sexual sin was me saying that my sin was the exception, and that is an insult to the grace that God has given me in Jesus. Do you guys notice something about my story? Recovery is ongoing. We're not yet in heaven. Even though as believers we're saved from the eternal consequences of our sin, we still have to fight the sin in our hearts here on earth. One of my favorite quotes is, "Repentance is our hourly washing," which means hourly I am confessing to God so that I can clear the mud off the windshield of my life to see Jesus again and rest in his provision for me on the cross. Because Jesus died for my sin and rose again, God sees me with his righteousness and he doesn't hold my sin against me. This helps me no longer identify with my sin, but the identity I have in Christ. God has given us confession as a gift because we can't fight our sin alone, and he doesn't want us to have to. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness." Being a Christian doesn't mean you don't sin anymore. It means you are quick to confess your sin and that you're grieved by it. It's admitting you are broken and in daily need of Jesus. Even now, I can wrestle with seasons of depression and anxiety, but I don't fear those wakes anymore because God has taught me how to confess quickly, invite others in, and embrace the promises that I have in Christ. I've wrestled with so many different flavors of sin that if I'm being honest, it's still confusing for me how to word my region intro without taking 5 minutes to introduce myself. But I found that the root of all those sin struggles reveals what I'm really wrestling with is unbelief, self-reliance, and pride. Nothing was the catalyst for my sin. God's word said I used to be a child of wrath, and that was the root of my problem. I didn't need anything else outside of me to be deemed broken and sinful. Titus 3:5 says, He saved us not because of the works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. It's not hard to look at my story and realize that he didn't save me because of my righteousness. I bring nothing but my sin to the table, and God dealt with all my sin by allowing his son to die in my place so that I could confess and find healing in him, alongside life with him forever. That is my prayer for you all. Jesus is better than all of our sin. He wants to help us. We just have to be willing to live in the light. It takes us recognizing we are broken and hourly trusting Jesus for our true healing. And I'm kind of going to go rogue here, but I'm going to read Psalm 32 really quickly for you guys. It says, Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer. And that was me when I wasn't confessing my sin. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like a horse or mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, seeing all you who are upright in heart. Thank you, guys.